This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government is launching what is called a conflict observatory to document war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine perpetuated by Russian forces. We get details from AP correspondent chief, I should say VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says documentation compiled by the Conflict Observatory will provide evidence for war crimes trials.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
The State Department is collaborating with outside entities for the project, including a geographic information systems company, Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. The U.S. government is also contributing commercial satellite imagery. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The fall of Mariupol appears at hand as Ukraine is moving to abandon the sprawling steel plant where its soldiers had held out under relentless bombardment for months, which would make it the biggest city to fall into Russian hands. Much of it, though, has been reduced to rubble. Ukraine's estimates and about 20,000 civilians have been killed in the Russia assault on Mariupol, a city of the Azov Sea that stands between the Russian mainland and the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters have left the steel plant and turned themselves over to Russian hands. Ukraine officials say efforts continue to get them in the or out of the plant safely. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it is willing and pushing to have regular contact with WNBA star Brittany Griner, who has been detained in Russia for nearly 3 months. The counselor official was able to meet with Griner last week when her pretrial detention in Russia was extended for 1 month. Griner has been detained since February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage at an airport in Moscow. The NBA also weighed in on the matter on Tuesday. The commissioner, Adam Silver, says his league is also trying to bring Griner home. The United States said it strongly advocates for Taiwan to regain its observer status in the World Health Agency, or Assembly. That's the decision-making body for the World Health Organization, or WHO. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Taiwan has not been invited to attend the WHO's annual meeting May 22nd through 28th in Geneva. On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters that while the world is battling the COVID-19 pandemic and other public health threats, Taiwan's isolation from the WHO is unwarranted. U.S. officials and lawmakers have praised Taiwan's public health expertise and its resilience in the face of COVID-19. The State Department's renewed support for Taiwan comes days after U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law a bill that directs the Secretary of State to develop a strategy to regain observer status for Taiwan and the World Health Organization. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea on Wednesday reported more than 232,000 new cases of fever and another six deaths as leader Kim Jong-un accused officials of immaturity and slackness in handling the escalating COVID-19 outbreak. The country's antivirus headquarters said 62 people have died and more than 1.7 million fell ill amid a rapid spread of the virus since April. It also said that more than a million people recovered, but at least 69,000 remain in quarantine. Outside reports say that most of the illnesses would be COVID-19, although North Korea has been able to confirm only a small number of COVID-19 cases since acknowledging an Omicron variant. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.